It is a blessing, as always, to see you all, and I welcome you all to our Christmas Eve service. I am truly grateful to have all of you all present today to worship together in a spirit of gratitude, a spirit of appreciation, a spirit of thankfulness for this season, for the fact that God loves, and God sent the Son on our behalf. We'll begin this evening with a call to worship, and if you look at your bulletin, it'll be at the very top, and I will read the leader part, and then you all read the bolded all part, and we will say amen together. Come and see. Come and see. Come and see. Come and see. Amen.
This is a reading from Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. As he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God."
So you are on for a real treat tonight, because I'm the one who's leading music. So if you all would, please turn with me in your hymnals that you can find in your seat back in front of you. And let us sing our first hymn, O Come, Emmanuel. And we will sing verses 1, 2, and 4.
This is a reading from Luke 2, 1 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was a first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Our next song will be hymn number 103, Away in a Manger.
We gather together to celebrate the birth of the one who is the light of the world. We are here to worship God and his Son Jesus, born this night in Bethlehem of Judea. We light the candle of hope to remind us of the promises made by all the prophets that God would raise up a Savior for his people, Israel. Christ is our hope and our salvation. He calls us to share our hope in him with each other. We light the candle of peace to remind us that it is only with God and by following in his path that true peace can be found.
Christ brings the peace of God to us.
He calls us to share the peace he gives with each other. We light the candle of joy to remind us that God gives joy to every heart that abides in him. As Mary rejoiced in the birth of Jesus, so his birth brings us joy. God calls us to share the joy he gives with each other. We light the candle of love to remind us that Jesus is God's gift of love to us, and that in him the light of love triumphs over darkness. Love never fails. It transforms all those who give it and receive it. God calls us to share his love with each other. We light the Christ candle to remind us that the light of the world was born this night. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them a light has shined. You, O Lord, have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. For to us a child is born, To us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He is also called Emmanuel, for in him God is with us. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have made this night holy by the gift of your Son, born of the Holy Spirit and of Mary. Upon him rested all your grace. Through him has come all your mercy. Let his light shine within your hearts tonight, even more brightly than it shines from the candles in this place. Help us to hear your word and to celebrate your everlasting love through him. Amen.
Our next song will be hymn number 89, O Come All Ye Faithful. That our deacons please come forward as to help with communion with the Lord's Supper. We are blessed to be able to partake in this rite, this privilege of the church. We usually celebrate it on the first Sunday, and as a sign that we remember the sacrifice that Christ made on our behalf, that he was willing to live and to die and then to rise again with all power in heaven and earth in his hands. But today we look at it from a different vantage point. We don't see the end in mind. We look at it as a beginning. That God loved us. That Christ loved us. That he was willing to come knowing what the end would be. And that did not deter him. He loved us enough that he was willing to be born of a young lady who was probably overwhelmed, and of a young man who was also probably overwhelmed. And as the scriptures teach us, it says specifically that he grew. He became a man. But the overall point is that he was willing to leave heaven and to experience all the things that we experience and to provide us with a means, with a way to be in relationship with God the Father. So we celebrate that tonight, and we partake We participate in communion in the Lord's Supper, knowing that our Savior was willing to come, even knowing what the end would be. Let us pray together before we partake. God, we say thank you. That's all we really can do, is to say thank you. Because we did not deserve, we did not earn, we did not merit your love. But you created us, and you cared about us even before we were even born. And we cannot, we can't get past the wonder that you loved us enough that you would send your Son to be born, to reside in flesh and blood just like us, and then to give his life for us as well. And that process started that day in a land so far away where he was born as we all were, as he was held by his mother. We thank you, Lord, that you were willing to come, that you were willing to experience all that we go through, to live for us, to die for us, and to rise again. We partake in this from a position of great gratitude and great joy and appreciation for the love that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit has for us. We participate in this tonight in the name of our Savior Jesus, who was born on our behalf. Amen. I invite everyone to please stand and to please come forward. We usually hand out the elements to everyone, but I invite you all to please, let's stand and let's come forward. And it's only going to take a few moments, but if you would, the deacons are going to hold the elements for you to take one. Don't eat it yet and don't drink of it yet. Let us all do that together as a body, as a group. And you don't have to be a member here in order to partake. If you claim the name of Christ as Savior, the name of God as Father, you are more than welcome to partake in this with us. So please come forward and partake. Yes.
appreciate you all for willing to come forward and give me a chance to have you tell us the shape of one thing, which I think is worth the time and the offer to different pieces of the
Luke 2:8-14. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
We will now sing hymn number 91, Silent Night, Holy Night. Let us sing verses 1, 3, and 4, please. From Luke 2, chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. So we've read multiple scriptures tonight. I've heard multiple scriptures read already. I'm going to read one as well, but it's going to be out of order. I don't know if you all noticed there's a big gap in the reading from chapter 1 to chapter 2. But I'm reading Luke chapter 1, verses 46, a part of verse 46 to the end of verse 55. After hearing the angel's message, Mary said, "With all my heart I praise the Lord. and I am glad because of God my Savior. He cares for me, his humble servant. From now on, all people will say, God has blessed me. God, all-powerful, has done great things for me, and his name is holy. He always shows mercy to everyone who worships him. The Lord has used his powerful arm to scatter those who are proud. He drags strong rulers from their thrones and puts humble people in places of power. God gives the hungry good things to eat and sends the rich away with nothing. He helps his servant Israel and is always merciful to his people. The Lord made this promise to our ancestors, to Abraham and his family forever. The words that are found in Luke chapter 1, verse 46 through 55 that I just read, they occur after the angel shared the good news with Mary that not only would she be pregnant and carry a child, but that her cousin Elizabeth would also carry a child who would be the forerunner to Mary's child. This passage of scripture has been categorized as a song from Mary, and it was delivered in response to God's love for the world that would soon be experienced through the child that she would bear. We find in her words a clear indication of why we can have hope, joy, and peace in our lives this season. Mary's words in Luke have become known as the Magnificat. They are called that because in the Greek, Mary says, "My," after hearing this wonderful news, "my soul magnifies God." Some scholars believe that Mary may have literally sung these words in response to the wonderful news that she and her cousin Elizabeth had heard, that they would both bear children who would fulfill God's predictive word. But on the opposite end, some scholars have asked if Mary's song, if her wonderful praise was a literal song that had been preserved for thousands of years for our hearing, or was it a simple literary tool that Luke used to tell a wonderful story? My response to people who ask those types of questions is that it does not matter to me whether she literally sang those words or not. What matters to me, and I think what matters most to God, is that it carries the idea of love, that her words carry the idea of gratitude. Her words carry the idea of appreciation. Her words express how significant God's love was and is for everyone in the world. For what matters in her words is that they can serve as an example for me and for you to follow. Mary delivers these words out of love for what God had promised, not just to her, but the words of promise that God is giving in relation to his covenant people. You see, Mary's not the only person that will be blessed with the coming of the baby that she will be carrying. Through this baby's mighty hand of power, God will do marvelous things for Mary's people, the nation of Israel. But the really good thing is that God's blessing would not stop just with the nation of Israel. We eventually learn that this child will not only save his own people, he will make it possible for anyone in the world to be saved and to be able to have a relationship with God. We all know this idea because it's reflected in John 3:16. What does John 3:16 say? For God. That is the fulfillment of Mary's song. As most of you all know, or those who come on Sundays, you know that I love the Message Bible and how it portrays Scripture or how it describes Scripture. I'm going to read John 3:16 from the Message Bible, and it says, "This is how much God loved the world. He gave his Son, his one and only Son, and this is why, so that no one need be destroyed. By believing in him, anyone can have a whole and lasting life." This promise of the nearness of life is the promise that makes this life worth living. And like Mary, in response to the promises of God, we should express ourselves, we should express our acceptance of this message from God with joy and appreciation. What we do today and tomorrow in the celebration of Christmas is first and foremost a response to the fact that God entered this world out of love in order to save it and to save us. For God so loved the world that he gave. Because of this unprompted giving from God, we can and we should, like Mary, sing about it and celebrate it And remember that it is truly a gift from God. Like Mary, we should intentionally remember the blessings that God has provided for us and offer God our praises through songs of appreciation, no matter how bad we sound, how much we may stumble. But we should offer God something from our hearts this season. Carl Jacobson says, Mary's faith in the God who keeps his promises of doing great things encourages us to look for the great things God has done in our lives and in the lives of our congregations. It is a good time to recall the great things that God has done among us. And Alan Bream says, at Christmas, we sing because we look forward to something better. We look forward to the kindness and the generosity and compassion of our God being fulfilled for all the peoples of the world. We sing because we look forward to peace on earth and mercy mild. It is the heart and the soul of our faith. We sing because of the good news that in Jesus the Christ, God has entered this world definitively to set everything right and to make all things new. And he ends by saying, we sing because in and through this marvelous event, the birth of a child, life and light has come into the world. God's love song to us was found in the promise made to a bewildered young lady, Mary, who couldn't fully comprehend what God had in store for her. God's love song to us was found in the crying voice of a baby in a manger. God's love song to us was found in the sacrificial life of that baby who eventually died and rose for the forgiveness of the sins of the world. And for this love song, like Mary, we magnify God with all that we have. And it is a blessing to be able to do that with all of you. Amen. Let us end our service this evening by standing, and I am going to pray, and then we're going to sing Joy to the World. Please stand, and I will pray. God, we are thankful for the song that Mary offered out of love to you. And this evening, Lord, with the voices that we have, we offer songs as well. And we are so thankful, Lord, that you accept our praise as it is genuine, as it is true, meaningful, and from the heart. And we thank you, Lord, again and again and again, for the gift, for the reason, for this season, for your Son, Jesus, who was born in time and space to live for us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for family. We thank you for friends. We thank you for food and all of the fun and the fellowship that we're going to have over the next couple of days. We thank you, Lord, because that is important to you as well. We lift up our hearts to you in praise, and we show you our gratitude by the life that we live on your behalf. We pray that they would be acceptable in your sight. And it's in that baby, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Let us sing hymn number 87, Joy to the World. Thank you. so much for being with us tonight. I pray that you all would have a blessed Christmas evening, blessed Christmas day, and hug your family. Tell them how much you love them, and have a good time off. Amen.